Today we're going to talk about the word provider. That as a man of God, becoming a man of God is to become more and more a provider for others that glorifies God. So we read in Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." The first thing about this to know is the expectation. Your expectation to be a provider is not to compete with someone else and becoming so rich at someone else's expense. You're not hoarding resources. You're not looking at yourself as essentially the competitive male who is trying to get ahead at everyone else's expense. No. Your goal is to maximize your gifts, how God has given you, to seize the calling the Lord has put before you, and to provide for necessities. If you provide for necessities and you're content with that, you are free. I've seen, as a minister over many, many years, men who put an expectation on themselves that they have to beat other men or somehow use their masculinity for selfish gain. And I have found that there's always something else, something more. But a man of God is content. And we realize that everything we have is a gift of God. We are stewards. We are stewards of this planet. We are stewards of our resources. We are stewards of our very life. And we're content. So that's a beautiful and freeing expectation. To provide is also a command. 1 Timothy 5:8, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." This is an interesting command because it puts at the core, are you living for Jesus Christ? Do you have a passion to provide? And for a man, this is a great challenge and a command. Is to know that by not providing for his family, he is like an unbeliever. In other words, the implications of the faith, of the new life in Jesus Christ, is so amazing that it changes how we look at responsibility. We are responsible. We see that responsibility. We grasp that responsibility. And that is core to our identity as a Christian. Now, some people may say, well, what if someone is disabled? What happens if there's another factor? Is this an unrealistic expectation? There are situations where someone can't provide. Some of you men maybe can't provide in ways that you want to. Then for you, it's that value. That you then support other men in that opportunity, or women, or if your wife must provide for you, you give all the support you can possibly do. But that support comes under an understanding that the value of providing is a beautiful opportunity and it is a command. Related to this is hard work. Proverbs 14, verse 23, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." I remember when I was 14 years old and my mom and dad requested that I get a job. And I remember something my dad put his arm around me and he said, "Henry, if you work hard in your life, you will be blessed." And so I walked up to that job on the first day, and I didn't know anything about cooking. I didn't know anything about anything, but I determined that whenever I was working, I would pour my full self into it. I would not be anti-authority, anti-boss, all of that. I would just work hard. And that value has been such a blessing in my life. And as a man, just to commit yourself to hard work. I want to talk about the difference between work and a job. The work, I see it as this is God's calling in your life, something that you're gifted for, an opportunity that you've been given. We sometimes talk about your life work. A job is like a monetary transaction more often. So if you do your work and your work presents value to your company, your church, or whatever, then that fills a job expectation and you will be compensated for the work you do. Why I say that is because a lot of people just think of their existence about a job. That's, by the way, the Marxist way to look at it. Like, everybody is equal, everybody does different things, and each have a job, and is equality across the board. The problem with that is it does not maximize someone's individual created calling before God. As a man of God, you have a calling. Your calling creates work. The work could be some work that you get paid for, that's a job. Some work could be ministry work that you reach more people through. So always think of work hard isn't necessarily work hard only at your job. It's work hard in your creation and your calling. Become a learner. Becoming a learner is one of those lifelong man of God behaviors that's totally connected to becoming a provider. Proverbs 6, verse 6, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. Sometimes we think about this as a work passage, but I love it is consider. Learn from the ant. Learn. Become a learner. Be someone who just is always asking questions, someone who's reading. Somebody suggests a book, read the book. Somebody suggests to talk about, you know, hey, I'd like to share with what I do. Yeah, listen. You know, one of the things that I love to do is just consider what other people do and even take notes and write things down. Lastly, about being a provider is to care about those in need. James 1 verse 27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. To be a provider of your wife or your spouse, that is, your wife. To be a provider for your children. To be those who think of your neighbors. To think of those who are less fortunate. You know, many countries have entire welfare systems that are developed to be sort of the safety net. And I believe that men, masculinity at its best, servant masculinity, is to take the personal, our personal hands and our hearts and bring that to the table, like the hands of Jesus, to help those in need. Now, I know that some people think, well, you got to be careful. People can take advantage of you. And I know. But it's not just about that. It's about exercising my calling as a man of God. And not just giving money, but giving myself. Encouraging. Being a provider. Now, one danger, when you are a provider, that doesn't mean you become the owner. You don't expect anything back necessarily. You know, one thing I've seen in life is transactional interpretation of providing. If I provide for you, then you give me back something. A man of God thinks this way. If I provide for you, I have joy in the Lord, and I glorify God through my sharing. I expect nothing back. A generous man is all I'm caring to be about, and I'm seeking to provide so that others have opportunities. To be a man of God, to become a man of God, is to walk with Him in godliness, to embrace your masculinity and praise God through it. And we're talking about today is to be a provider. So here's something to think about. Take inventory in your life of all of the people that you are responsible to provide for and write them down. Then I want you to conclude that exercise by specifically providing a prayer for each of them in what they need. May God bless you as you become a man of God.